Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Topical Tuesday, August 1st, August already, 2017. Steve Cypress here. As always, I start out my daily video by sharing my rhino of the day. And today it is this one, hand-carved, made in Kenya, solid wood rhino. Very cool, with a humongous tall horn. Not to scale, but very cool part of my collection. I think I might even have a couple of these. I got about 10 or 15 wooden carved rhinos. They're very cool. I like them a lot. That's the rhino of the day. Let's get to a topical Tuesday. You know, I seen the news today. Donald Trump is doing one of these theme weeks that he's done before, and it's called the American, I forget what it's called, something to do with America's Great Week or whatever. And he was talking, I saw something on the news today, I just caught it real quick in the morning. It was something about, he was thanking, I just saw a clip of it, he was thanking Linda McMahon, the head of the Small Business Administration or whatever it's called, for like great work with small business owners. And then in the next breath, he started talking about how the stock market is at record gains, record numbers, whatever. And I'm like, you're kidding me, right? Like, small business owner. I am a small business owner. I work with small business owners. I love small business owners. I know lots of small business owners. I've helped thousands of small business owners over the years. None of them is listed on the New York Stock Exchange. Many of us, we own some stocks and whatever, but we're not depending on ownership in other companies for our success and our retirement. And so just a, you know, even though it's gone up 20% or 25 or 30, whatever that is, I mean, sure, to a worker, to an employee, a 9-to-5er or whatever, you know, to have your IRA go up a little bit, I mean, that's your only hope for the future. You're just paying the bills during the day and maybe having a little left over for something, and then you're hoping that these other companies you're investing in do a great job and you can make money. And sure, that's doing great, but I'm like, how out of touch is that for a guy who is and has been his whole life until now a business owner to say something so ridiculous like small business owners are, it's so grateful that the stock market's up. Now, I will say that it is great. People have more money in their pocket. Stock market goes up, businesses are up, and they'll spend more money. But what small business owners really need is stuff for small business owners that we've been promised all along for a couple of years since Trump started running, is lower taxes and less regulation. Now, sure, he's done away with a bunch of regulation like Dodd-Frank and TPP and the Paris Accord and all lots of crap, but Obamacare is still sitting there, and somehow the Republicans and or Trump, if you really think he's really a Republican, but whatever, they are so bad at getting their message out that suddenly now polls are showing that a majority of Americans think Obamacare is a good thing. Like, you must be kidding me. Certainly not a majority of small business owners, and certainly not a majority of doctors who have their own practice. They all know they're getting killed by the thing. And so where is that? That still exists? You're kidding me. And through all the flubbing and blubbing of this whole administration for the first few months, it, no matter what they try and tell you, oh, sure, things are great, no case here, nothing to see, move along. Like, is there going to be tax cuts? Is there going to be tax reform? Like, we were promised this time. Remember Paul Ryan, we're definitely going to get done the first 100 days. Well, you know, it's been more than 100 days. It's been like more than 6 months. And for all the flubbing and bubbing that they can't even repeal Obamacare, like the worst piece of legislation in our lifetime, and unanimously every Republican talking about repealing this thing, and now they can't even repeal it. So what can they do? Can this government, only half the government in the Congress is even functioning, right? The Democrats refuse to do anything. Trump is barely functioning, you know, to get anything done or build any confidence or whatever. So here's the deal. Small business owners, we all know that even though the economy has been terrible for the last 10 years, and now even though it seemed like we're going to get some relief, some lower taxes, some lessening of significant lessening of regulations to free up business, that might not be happening. So you know what? It's the same thing that I've been talking about and many successful business leaders have been talking about for 10 years is you cannot depend on or wait for the government to do anything. That our success is up to us. So it doesn't matter. You see how it doesn't matter who's in office. Even a guy who is an entrepreneur, business person, who says, I'm going to help small business. Not doing it. Big business, sure. Booming and loving it and all that. And he always talks about the factories and the 30,000 jobs and the big company deals. And like, where's the deal for us? Small business owners, not there. So number one, we're on our own. Number two, the topic for today's video, this major sign of weakness, is this propensity, this somehow morbid need for weak salespeople and weak business owners and now weak politicians, where they're always, all politicians do it all the time, is to overpromise and underdeliver. Like, that just sucks. Cut it out. Don't do it. This is the difference between, from what I see in my observation and working with salespeople and being business owner or salesperson for whatever 40 years or so, is it's all about the short-term gain that comes from over-promising. Okay, when you over-promise, you get some great feedback. I mean, just look at Trump and any of his rallies. He over-promises all over the place about all the stuff he's going to do. And what happens? Instant satisfaction, instant response. Trump, build the wall, this, that, lock her up, you know, all the stuff he said he was going to do doesn't get done. I'm going to do this on day one. I'm going to do this. You know, these Republicans, I'm going to repeal Obamacare for 7 years they've been talking about. Then they get the chance. They don't do it. So it's all this rah-rah, I'm going to do it. Everyone cheers and rahs, and the same happens for a salesperson. When someone says, you know, how soon can I get this? And you say, it'll be here in 3 days. And you know it won't be there in 3 days. But what happens? Instant satisfactory response. Wow, that's awesome. Your competition can't get it here that fast. You're great. So it's this weakness where the weak salesperson, business owner, politician, whomever, has this need for instant gratification to overpromise. But what happens? In the long term, since you overpromise, you're going to underdeliver. In the long term, which is what matters, of course, is you're going to get crapped on for the crap that people perceive that you're delivering based on what you promised. So you got to do the opposite, right? If someone says, how soon can I get this? And you know it's a week. If you're really strong, you say, should be here within 10 days. And then you have to take the brunt of the initial reaction, which will be negative, of them going 10 days. Your competition gets it here in like a week or so. What's up with that? Blah, blah, blah. Well, you know, I'll give it a shot. I mean, I can try. Sometimes it'll be better. But just plan on 10 days, and I'll do my best, and we'll see what happens. Then, when it comes in 7 days, lo and behold, what's their reaction going to be? Well, this is fantastic. It's earlier than you said. You're great. You over-delivered. So you got the crap up front, the negative reaction up front, but you're strong enough to take that in person. And then later on, get the phone call or the email, hey, I got my thing, thanks. And it's certainly not as strong as the, wow, 3 days, you're awesome, up front for the over-promiser. The over-promiser gets the strong up front. So a weak salesperson, a weak business owner, now you see a weak politician, lives for that upfront, instant, positive reaction, and therefore over-promises all kinds of stuff. And we ought to know that even with an entrepreneur in the White House and supposedly an all-Republican Congress that can pass the things that he wants, but, you know, everyone, I mean, if you've been following me at all or the weekly podcast that I've been co-hosting for over 70 episodes now with my partner Ever Farnell called Lessons Learned from Donald Trump Podcast, where we talk about business lessons learned by the way he's conducting himself as a politician. You know, we've said it over and over that he's, you know, over-promising, under-delivering. He believes that somehow government can solve problems and can do things, and that's, of course, over-promising, and of course you're going to under-deliver, and that's just, I'm just getting kind of, you know, fed up with it, trying to move on, and just understand that, you know, doesn't matter that he is an entrepreneur, business person, says he's going to do all this great stuff for small business. You know what? Suck it up, small business owners, and we got to be doing what we've been doing for the last 8 years before Trump, which is understand that even though that was led by a really anti-business president who hates business And but this one is supposedly a guy who loves, but no difference. We're on our own. We're going to wake up every morning. We're going to put our big boy pants on, and we're going to take the right steps, put the right strategies and tactics into place to ensure or give the best chance to our success. We cannot depend on or think about this is going to happen. So you know what? I'm just doing this to myself now, and I'm even proving the point. I just realized I'm under-promising to myself. And therefore, if anything happens, it's a bonus. It'll be an over-deliver. If somehow this ridiculous Republican Party, which is more ridiculous than I ever thought it was before, they can't even tie their own shoes, they can't get anything done, for crying out loud, if they can somehow pass tax reform so you don't have to pay hundreds of dollars and spend tons of hours just preparing your darn taxes, for crying out loud. Why do we even have to send in a tax return at all, first of all? I mean, they know what we made. They got a copy of the W-2s and the 1099s and the whatever. Why don't they just tell us? Here's what you made. Here's what we took out of it. Here's what you get back, whatever. But okay, it's got to be a simple thing. If this is, if this combination of this president and this Congress can't simplify tax returns, can't lower the tax burden, especially on small business owners, because we all know the rich and the big corporations paid people big money to get through every loophole and take advantage of everything, and they got all the lobbyists getting them all the breaks and the sweetheart deals and whatever, and we just get screwed. So, you know what? No difference from the anti-president to the supposed anti-business president to the supposedly pro-business president. We're small business owners. We're on our own. Suck it up. Let's get it done. That's it for Topical Tuesday for today. Off my soapbox. Be back tomorrow with Wisdom Wednesday. As always, at the end, I see that Jerdog is here. Brian, Jim, thanks for joining. Thanks for the like, Jerdog. And if you agree, disagree, put a comment in there. If you like me, hate me, whatever it is, I'm all fine with that. You're not going to hear me over-promising just because I need some positive feedback to feed my ego in the moment and then destroy my reputation by under-delivering later. I'm into that. As we see, unfortunately, the example coming out of Washington, D.C. that is apparently loves that. So, resign ourselves, small business owners, to this is just the way it is, and like it's been for the 8 years before, our success is purely up to us. Nobody is on our side. Nobody is helping us. It's not happening unless we make it happen. And you know what? We like it that way. So, the heck with anyone helping us or cutting the taxes or regulations or get rid of all kinds of crazy stuff to unleash us and let us go and help us out. The heck with that. We're small business owners. We're entrepreneurs. We're going to do it ourselves. And if you want someone on your team to help you do it or just someone to talk to or connect with or whatever, connect with me. If you're a small business owner, I love you. I love what you're doing. I love the risk you're taking, the hours you put in, the effort, the passion you have. And more of us ought to be banding together. I mean, I have my clients and I have my group, my results group. We band together and we help each other out. There's nothing like it. If you don't have that and you need even just a little bit of support, send me a message, hit me an email, LinkedIn, Facebook, YouTube, email Steve at Steve Cypress. I get these all the time. And when I have time, I get on the phone, I connect, and at least we connect with each other and share what's going on. And if I can help you out anyway, I'll help you out with that too. I'll be back tomorrow for Wisdom Wednesday, everyone. Thanks for being here today, and I will see you.
Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.